right here.
Thank you.
Wow. A little double shot of the Foo's hair at 91.5 WMFO. The Giddy Up is back. Yes, on this 19th day of February, I'm DJ Pauly B reporting for duty. And sitting across from me is the lovely Tina Marie. Yes, it's good to be back. We, as she would say, we were on hiatus.
My favorite word.
Yeah, apparently.
Our last shows were on hiatus.
No, we were both sick, actually, a couple weeks ago. And then the bad weather, and kind of prevented us from, you know, leaving the house or trying to trek through the... Mm-hmm. I left my snowshoes in the cellar, so I didn't really have any way
in
to get
cellar.
Here.
They were in the cellar.
Anyways, it's much better weather today. 40 degrees here in the beautiful, lovely state of Medford, Mass at Tufts University.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But it's good to be back, back in the swing of things because we did miss a good 3 weeks in the past 5 weeks, I would say, right?
Yeah.
Anyways.
We missed last week.
Which stinks because we love to bring you guys, you know, great rock and roll music and, all the silliness that goes along and nonsense that goes along with it. So, like I say, it is very good to be back. And hopefully you guys didn't give up on us and you're listening in. So, you want to check in on us, the number here is 617-627-3800. And you want to hear anything, feel free to call in with a request. Or you can go on my Facebook page or Tina Marie's Facebook page. I believe it's back up and running. Or the Giddy Up page, which during the show we check.
I'm looking at it right now.
You're looking at it right now. Excellent. We check constantly, so... We got a lot to cover today since we have been away, but we've been away quite a bit, actually. A lot more than I would like to admit. So, anyways, you got anything to say, Tina Marie?
I would just like to say what's up to all my peeps out there in Radio Land.
You have a lot of peeps?
Yeah, I got peeps.
That's cool. Well, you got to have peeps, I guess. Speaking of peeps, Easter is coming up, so there'll be a lot of peeps around. I'll have to get you a case of them. So
you'd
be surrounded by a lot of peeps.
Getting every single color they make.
Yes, all right.
I'm going to bring them in.
All right, so boys and girls, it's great to be back and play a couple more tunes. Come back with some shout-outs for you boys and girls that we have missed so much these past few weeks. And that's it. What are we listening to, Tina Marie?
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
We'll be right back, kids.
You gotta keep them separated. Separated.
Hey!
Man, you're disrespecting me. Take them out.
You gotta keep them separated.
separated.
Hey, now you're talking back to me. Take him out.
You gotta keep them separated.
Hey, hey, pay no mind. You're under 18, you won't be doing any time. Hey, hey, come out and play.
Separated.
Hey, man, you're disrespecting me. Take him out.
Gotta keep him separated.
Hey, hey, pay no mind. You're under 18, you won't be doing any time. Hey, hey, come on and play.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
That's right. Don't leave your pets out in the cold. I see that quite too often, which is very sad. Anyways, welcome back, boys and girls, 2:23 in the afternoon. You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in beautiful Medford, Boston. Anyways, welcome back, and let's see. It is, I believe, 40 degrees here. It's a lot different than it's been in the past couple weeks, anyways. I guess we're spoiled because we have had a very mild winter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what the numbers are, but it's like we had like 93 inches of snow by this time last year. We only have like 36 now so far.
We have 36 inches of snow this year?
Yeah. It's a far big, huge difference since last year.
We definitely didn't snow blow 36 inches of snow yet.
No,
well,
no.
At least we didn't.
I didn't say it came all at once.
Oh, no, I know that.
It snowed like four times. Five times. That's the total.
Oh, that seems like way high.
Well.
Who's giving you that total?
That would be Sherry.
Sherry Spears?
There you go. Sherry Spears. Yes.
Not Bree?
If she told me it was raining cats and dogs outside, I'd believe her.
Of course you would. You believe all those weather girls.
Uh-huh. I absolutely do. Anyways, welcome back, kids. It is that time of the show where, and it's well overdue, where we appreciate and thank you guys for listening in and give you your due shout-outs for this year. I think we've only been on twice this year, and it's already middle of February,
yeah.
Almost the end of February.
Yeah,
so
I think so.
All right, so take it away, Tina Marie.
Okie dokie. Jennifer Kanarzynski Leadham, Mar and Kim at Malden Trans.
Yes.
Billy Roderick, Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands, Andy Ferry, Chrissy and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield,
mm-hmm.
Sean O'Sullivan of the group Thin Air, Christine Atwell, Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel, who will be on tonight from 10 to midnight.
Yes, my mans.
We will be listening to you tonight, Chase. Michelle Langley Kaplis, Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve, Leah Hall, David Struff, Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Danny Martinetti, and Steph Cardoni of The Lounge, who were on last night from 8 to 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, there is no bus number 100 today, but we will still give our shout out to Wayne Friedman.
Okay.
Who is on vacay this week, along with the kids.
Right. He may be listening in, hopefully.
Yeah, he might be listening, yeah. I still didn't want to forget him because you know how he is. He'll be blowing up your phone in 5 seconds.
Well, I hope so.
You skipped over me!
Then I'll know he's listening.
You skipped over me, I know him after Danny. He knows exactly where his name is. Kenny Melanson, Chris Ridgway, the funny man,
yes.
Who may be making an appearance. When, honey?
Next week.
Yes.
Next week.
It's a maybe, though, still, right?
It's almost a positive, but
okay.
Yes.
Okay, so what? 70-30, 80-20?
I don't know. I'm not going to put any percentages on it.
Okay. You're just going to say almost a positive?
Yes.
Okay, so 95-5.
I'm positively absentive that he will be here.
Good one, honey.
Yes.
Michael Marchese, Seth Black, Charlie Driver, Danny Rosen, Kyle the Bus Driver, Joe Breezy Hyde, Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, Karen Whitman, Katie Lyons Tardiff, Dorothy Abruzzi Hebert, Bob Samantha and Robert Wynn, Mary Canavan, Marcin Kanarzynski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, Steph Palermo in the ATL, Frankie, the mustache of Medford,
yeah.
In Bergamo.
The unofficial mayor of Medford. Or as we like to call him, the mustache Medford, mayor of Medford. Yes, he is. There's a big float every year in the 4th of July parade. It's just a big mustache, and Frankie is there waving. And throwing candy to the kids.
And fake mustaches to everybody.
Yeah.
The sunglasses ones that have the mustache hanging down.
Well, he doesn't wear glasses, so just the mustache.
Yes. Oh, just the mustache.
Just the wax ones that you used to eat when we were kids.
Oh, yeah. Right? Denise Fioretti Mamalette, yes, Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, Peg Conair Crow, Big Jack. Big Jack Attack.
Mm-hmm.
Jack, if you come down this weekend, I think the drill is dead. That's why I couldn't drill that piece of wood. I mean, saw that piece of wood. The saw. Mm-hmm. You didn't look at it, so I'm not sure. Can you look at it later? Thanks. Janice, cab number 19, with Chet. Hope you feel in better, Chet.
Yes, of course.
Cab number 54 with Cookie at the wheel. Christine Fantasiastic.
Yes.
Buddy Nicole and Chloe. Irish Eddie Codea, Jen and Rhiannon. Christina Papalardo, Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E, Chris Lyons, Mark Gayhart, Amy DiDomenico, John Abbas Buckley, Brian Scurrio, Adam McLean, Bonnie Termash, Elaine Ivory Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Sweetser, Debbie Delish, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scally, Rosemary and Ed Lyons, my mom and dad, what's up out there in Norfolk? Hope you guys aren't getting buried, because, you know, she always gets way more snow than
They're
us.
They're in Norfolk?
Norfolk, yeah.
You know what they do out there?
Yeah.
They don't drink. They don't smoke. Norfolk.
Joanne Riddle. I am DJ Flex. Charlotte Connors. John Pierce. Tammy Clegg. Ramon Lopez. Mike Mangan. Charlie McCarthy. Colleen Shea. And last but not least, the wonderful Amy Giamaco Moquin.
That's right.
And those are your shout outs for, what is today's date?
The 19th.
I don't even know. February 19th.
Yes, it was. If you looked at your computer.
It's blocked. It's blocked with my book.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Tina Marie, for those shout outs. And of course, hopefully, every one of you are listening in. I doubt it, but we will post a podcast later on. And then you can listen if you haven't had a chance to at this hour, 2:30 in the afternoon here at the Giddy Up. And of course, we got a lot to talk about, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what?
But
I have something. What is today besides the 19th? I'm serious.
Oops.
All right. I can be back with that. Oh, the national days that I like to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to do them now, but you know what? Why not? It is National Caregivers Day.
Oh.
Which is very nice.
Mm-hmm. All those people that take care of other people as their job.
National Chocolate Mint Day, or Mint Chocolate Day, however you say it.
Yeah.
Which I'm not a big fan. I just like my regular chocolate.
I like mint in it once in a
while. I like to keep my mint separate.
So you don't like those Andes mints? That's the
you know
rectangle
what I like?
Ones
the,
with the thin.
I'm not a big fan,
mint
no.
Mint inside? You don't like those?
No.
Oh, I love
but
those.
But you know what I do like? I must say, so it kind of contradicts what I just said. I like the Girl Scout cookies, the thin mints. Those are
those are delicious.
I like those.
Those are awesome.
Yes, they are. So support your local Girl Scout troops.
Polly B would like to order a whole case of those.
I sure would. So if any Girl Scout
I wouldn't say that.
Leaders are listening in, you know where to find me. out in front of the Walgreens in Everett, giving mamalettes out.
You have
free
like,
mamalettes.
You have like 100 friends that have daughters who are Girl Scouts.
I know. You're right. I do.
There you go. Now you got 100 cases.
Why do you think my freezer is always filled with Thin Mints? And
I like the peanut butter patty ones.
Hey, who doesn't?
Those ones are delicious.
You know, not like a PB patty.
I know. Not like it.
And last, it's also National Lash Day. Yes. National Lash Day.
That's the kind of lashes I like.
Lash, yes.
Lashing.
I don't think it means that.
Can we pretend?
But I believe it's like eyelash.
I know.
Okay, so.
It was more fun the other way.
It's Friday. You really can't go out and, unless you buy Girl Scout cookies, you really can't celebrate any. I don't know. Caregivers Day? What does that mean?
I just told you what it meant. People that take care of people during the day.
Oh, okay. Well,
like if you're a visiting nurse or...
Oh, all right.
Or you take care of a sickly person, you're like a nurse that goes there every day to sit with them.
Excellent.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Well, God bless those people because, they don't make... First of all, there's no money you could put on that job.
No.
And I'm sure they don't make enough to be doing that job. But I can't wait. A few more years, I think, somebody will be changing my diaper. And wiping the drool off my face. And that might be you, because I'll still be on the radio. You whippersnappers! I'll scramble you like an egg! I'll flip you like a flapjack! All right, that was my voice in 2 years. You'll be listening to that show.
That's the old man that was driving in front of us.
Listening to the Ray Conniff Jr. singers and Lawrence Welk. No more rock and roll.
And just for the record, I already wiped drool off your mouth.
All right. Okay, kids. 2:34 in the afternoon. Play a couple more tunages, and we'll be back with some maybe some funny news and silly stories, because we're silly.
Mm-hmm.
Silly, I tell you. All right, what are we listening to, Tina Marie?
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
All right, a little STP. R.I.P. Scott Weiland. Right back.
She mama told me when I was young. Said, sit beside me, my only son, and listen closely to what I say. And if you do this, it'll help you some sunny day. Aye. Oh, take your time, don't live too fast. Troubles will come and they will pass. You'll find a woman, oh yeah, and you'll find love. And don't forget that there is a someone.
You sound a spin that every life must end. Uh-huh. As we sit alone, I know someday we must go. Uh-huh. Oh, I'm a lucky man to count on both hands the ones I love. Some folks just have one. Yeah, others, they got none, huh, huh. Stay with me, oh, let's just breathe. Practice all my sins, never gonna let me win. Under everything, just another human being. Oh. Yeah, I don't wanna hurt. There's so much in this world to make me bleed. Stay with me, oh, all I see. As I look upon your face, oh, oh. Everything you gave and nothing you would take, oh, oh. Nothing you would take. Till I die.
and vanity.
Collective Soul there for you. December. That's the name of the song.
I know.
It's February.
I know.
So I didn't mean to confuse anybody.
I'm sure they were all wondering.
If I did, I apologize. Welcome back, boys and girls, to the Giddy Up. They're on 91.5 WMFO in the beautiful, lovely state of Medford, Boston. And you know I'm kidding when I say that. 40 degrees outside. Yeah, in about a half hour, I'm going to send you kids off with your weekend weather, give you the pick of the weekend, and let you know what days are best to go out and frolic. Or stay in and cuddle. Whoever knows, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are you doing over there?
Mm-hmm.
Stop playing with your mouse.
Hey!
Yes.
Is that code for something?
Yes. It sure is. It means... stop playing with your mouse. Anyways, welcome back, kids. So at this point, I think we will, I don't know, you got a couple of silly stories for us?
Yeah.
Before we get into what's going on this weekend and what can the kids do out there to stay out of trouble?
Yes, I have a very funny story.
All right.
So this...
lay it on us.
This... food vendor operator, yes, that's better.
Okay.
Who is selling food out of a machine. I almost said a machine.
Out of a machine?
Yeah, out of a machine.
Well, he's not a...
out of a truck. has decided that he would like to sell...
yes.
Penis-shaped waffle sausages.
Wow, huh?
Yes.
Well, good for him.
For all of those that are listening at this moment.
Do they put syrup on it or does it come out?
It depends on how you want to experience it.
Okay.
It does not come with syrup inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it might have some bacon in it, though.
Does it come with two munchkins on the back end of it?
It's the whole thing is, I don't know how he did it, but he must have made a penis-shaped waffle maker. Right. Wow. Because it legitimately looks like...
Oh, it really does?
A penis, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I already posted it on the Giddy Up page.
All right.
So penis! People can see the picture because...
There you go.
Oh, my God. So, anyways... obviously, he made some people really...
Oops, sorry about that.
He made some people really upset about it.
I wanted to play my piano during the...
apparently.
...penis waffle segment.
Yeah, you did.
I wanted to play my organ.
The guy that owns the truck is in his late 20s, and he thought it was something interesting to bring to the table because he thought it was funny. And actually...
I think it's pretty funny. You know, anything that you... Whoa, geez.
Oh, yes. It is an actual waffle maker that he bought.
Oh, you can buy them?
I guess so. I'm going to have to look it up.
Really? Why?
They'll be great for bachelorette breakfast parties.
Oh, how many bachelorette breakfast parties have you been to?
None.
All right.
But
then.
I might want to start that. I might want to start that business up.
All right.
You never know. Anyways, he quickly learned his mistake because he was suspended and he has to go before the committee. Not to
what committee?
The truck committee.
The penis committee.
The penis vending truck committee.
He's being penalized.
He is being penalized.
No, penalized.
I know, but I said penalized. He has to promise not to sell any more items like that, or they're going to revoke his operator license. So, I have no follow-up to that.
All right, well, you know, I don't think there is much
probably
he that just you would need.
He just apologized because he feels like a jerk.
I am, on the other hand, going to invent a breakfast taco.
Okay.
For the men. Okay. That's all. I'm not going to get into it. It's still in the works.
Well, that could be for when they have combined bachelor and bachelorette parties.
That's right.
We could show up.
Maybe I can team up with this guy and we could, you know, hit the road.
Oh, I was talking about me and you. Never mind. We could go there together and team up.
Anyways.
Anywho.
Yes.
Okay, and let's see, another funny story, which is really funny, well, more weird, I think, than funny. So, in Albuquerque, cars are stolen all the time. Cars are stolen everywhere all the time.
Bugs Bunny is always making wrong turns there.
Yeah, in Albuquerque.
Yeah. I wish you. What is going on with me today?
Are you controlling that mouse?
My fingers are doing, like... I have a twitch in my finger.
Stop playing with your mouse.
That's what it is.
See? It's okay to play with your own mouse, not someone else's.
I'd rather... Yeah, right.
Want to switch mouses?
No.
Want to switch mouse?
No.
Is it mouses or mices or meese?
Meese.
Want to switch meese?
No.
Okay.
Just like moose.
Moose.
They're meese too, right?
No, they're just moose.
They're moose.
Moose. How many moose are over there? 10 moose.
Yes.
One moose, 10. It's all the same.
That's what it is.
So, anyways, in Albuquerque,
Albuquerque.
We already said about Albuquerque. Mm-hmm. Cars are stolen everywhere, every day. We know that. Usually what happens when someone steals someone's car, they either trash the crap out of it, or you never find your vehicle ever again, correct? Well, this poor guy left his Jeep running in his driveway to run in and grab something in his house. He was gone, he said, for 60 to 90 seconds. He came back out. His Jeep's gone.
Well,
gone, hey. Right? He reports it stolen, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, how do you even report that stolen?
Well, you say, I left my car running and
someone stole it. I'm reporting that I'm an idiot.
Yeah. He used different words like bonehead.
I know. It takes so much to turn
it off.
The key,
yeah.
Like, you know,
off
a quarter
take it
inch.
Yeah.
To take it out, yeah.
I do that sometimes, but I'm all the way down the back of the driveway. I leave it running and running the house.
Well, I would never do that.
You wouldn't?
No.
Not even in my driveway? It's 5 cars long.
I don't care. I'm serious when I say that.
Okay.
I wouldn't, no. No. Trust me,